Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm the chosen one.
And welcome to this new edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm okay.
Just okay?
Just okay.
You just heard, we just watched the last new piece of Lost that we'll ever get.
I had already seen it weeks ago.
I know, but I decided to wait, you know, try and enjoy the experience.
Well, like I said before, I was being spoiled, so I had to watch. It was out there. I took advantage of it.
Yeah.
Sue me.
Don't
tell my employers at ABC that.
You know, I was glad I waited. It was worth the wait to me.
As some have complained, some have not liked it.
And we will talk about that in the Lost recap. We also have some feedback about that episode, or what was called the epilogue.
Epilogue, I think that's what you call it.
And
that's what it says on the disc.
The man in charge.
The man in charge. So who is the
new
man in charge?
Hurley.
Hmm.
But we'll talk about that. Okay. We'll get into the more in-depth discussion.
The sheriff
I guess.
In town. His name is Hurley.
Huh. But before we do that, we have some auction information.
Yes.
And this is officially...
Did you win anything?
Huh?
Did you win anything?
No, man. It was depressing. It really was. Like, I don't know if you watched it at all, but...
I did for a while. Once it got over, like, $3...
That's when you knew you were done.
It was out of my limit. I said, wow.
Well, let's...
Not only Lost fans geeks, they're rich.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly, right? Let's see here. So this is the official press release from MJK Public Relations.
MJK.
So let's hear. The Dharma van ended up selling for $47,000.
Yeah, that was
$47,500.
That was crazy. Now, do you think Frank, that won our Dharma van, should have said, ooh, I should have sold mine?
Yeah, but I think the difference is probably, I mean, I know he probably could have sold it for a lot, but not that much because this was like the actual Dharma van.
Have you seen the inside of that Dharma van?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
It's sweet.
Oh, I'm saying it's great.
And it runs.
But I'm saying like anybody could do what we did for that, which I think is probably like what $20,000 to put that car together.
$15,000-$20,000.
Next up is the dial mechanism and mirror array from the lighthouse. $27,500.
We had to buy a new mirror.
Yeah,
because Jack broke the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And island time shifting frozen wheel. $22,500.
Now, wasn't one of our listeners said they bought that?
Well, they accidentally bought it for $25,000, so I guess it went down to the $22,500, the next highest bidder.
We had quite a few people send an email saying they had won something.
The Dharma Jeep, $20,000. That's not bad.
For a Jeep?
Yeah, it's you'd spend that much for like a brand new Jeep,
now,
wouldn't you?
Now, weren't you thinking when we were on the set that we should have stole something?
I did.
Well, I mean, sold something that people
something
sold.
Of like value?
Yeah.
Now,
if I knew what the Jeep and the van were going for that, I would have drove it right off the lot. It's like, hey, I'm just taking this, get it washed.
I don't remember seeing any of those type of...
We didn't go far enough into the...
Because when we went there, they were filming where they all met in the jungle.
Right.
Yeah, because they were done using the Dharma stuff by that point.
There's still some others walking around because they kept walking by us.
Yeah. Let's see. Hurley's Camaro, $20,000 for that. I mean, that's pretty reasonable.
Bad.
For a nice Camaro like that?
Well, I thought it would.
I think it's about like as much they sell regularly.
I asked Joe to buy it for me. She said no.
No. You know, after all we've done for her.
I know. Didn't tell on her when she kicked the sand on the carpet.
Daniel Faraday's journal with extensive handwritten notes, $20,000.
Wow. That is crazy.
Swan Station computer, the one that I wanted, $16,000.
Now, what do you think this stuff is going to be worth in 20 years?
Not that much.
Now, what if Lost has a following like Star Trek?
Then maybe, but even then, like I think it would probably still be about this price. I mean, I follow auctions and stuff like that, and usually it's never worth as much as like that initial auction.
Right.
But maybe like, you know, not 100 years, but like 50 years from now, maybe something. So the pilot script signed by J.J. Abrams and Damon Lindelof, $15,000. Damon Lindelof bought that, I presume, because he said that on his Twitter.
That's what he said, yes.
Yeah.
I think he's going to send it as a gift to someone in Raleigh.
You?
That's
you
what
wish.
I heard.
You wish.
That's a rumor.
Season 6 production artwork, $15,000.
Wow.
Season 1 production artwork, $14,000.
Wow.
Desmond's failsafe key with Joe Inman dog tag, $11,000. Jeez. Jack's death costume from series finale, The End, $9,000.
Wow.
Large section of the Oceanic Flight A-15 wreckage, $9,000. Charlie's Dharma, DS ring for drive shaft. And I guess his father's name. I forget what the father's name was. For $9,000. Locke's compass, $8,000. Baby Aaron's crib, $8,000. Fragment of Jacob's tapestry, $6,500.
How much did the squirrel baby go for?
Is it even on here? It's kind of going down the list. The lotto, mega lotto jackpot ticket, $5,000, $5,500 for a piece of paper. Jack's pilot costume. Now, see, I would think this one would go more than the death costume, but $3,000 for that. I would think that would have been higher.
Well, the death costume is the one that ends it all, so.
That's one. I think the other one's more iconic, though.
I'd go with the death one.
Let's see. Paperback copy of Watership Down, $2,750.
Whoa.
Improvised reading glasses from season 3, $2,250. Set chair from Matthew Fox, Jack, $1,200.
Wow. Was he still in the chair?
You would think, right, for those prices. So they're just kind of the high bidding ones, but oh my gosh. Well,
I was watching it. They had the key that went around his neck.
Uh-huh.
You know, that we always made fun of. That was it, season 1.
Yeah.
That went for $2,000 for a key and a piece of rope.
You know, I think what this all boils down to is we need to start making some props put on auction.
I still have the key that we used in the one of our first videos.
I know, that's hanging up in... So we need to do an auction is basically what it comes down to, I think.
The key that Jack could have wore.
But he didn't.
No.
But yeah, so I mean, it was pretty cool, but in the end, I think a lot of the stuff was just out of most people's price ranges.
I think so. I think people are having a blast. I saw a lot of people on the Twitter were combining their incomes.
Yeah, I saw that.
People were asking me to bid, and they said, could you kick in some coin? I go, I could kick in some dirt. That's about it right now.
Uh huh.
But it was fun watching people talk about it, and it was over 2 days.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
It was. I mean, and it was cool. I mean, it was a cool event, but in the end, I think it was out of most people's price range. But, you know, it went to charity. It was...
Oh, did it go to charity?
Yeah. I mean, it was for it was all for charity.
I didn't know that.
So it was for a good cause, and hopefully the people that got stuff enjoy it and hope they feel like they got their money's worth.
If you love Lost and you can afford it, do it.
Exactly. All right, Jack, what do you say? We get into some Lost recap.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Lost recap.
Epilogue.
Lost recap.
Final.
Lost recap.
All right, so we had the epilogue.
This should be
titled
short.
New Man in Charge.
So did you like it?
I liked it a lot. I thought it... to me, it kind of just, it wrapped everything up very nicely. I mean, I haven't seen, you say, because I've been trying to like avoid like discussion about it, like the plague, but you said people are not satisfied by it?
No, most are satisfied, but there are some that don't like it. I'm just assuming those are the people who didn't like the final episode.
Yeah, and...
A lot of people are saying these questions could have been answered in the series. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, but see, the thing is like this little epilogue, the tone of it... didn't really match the tone of the final episode, I don't think, or the final season. But so I think the way they handled it was kind of perfect in making it not part of that final episode, because it would have seemed weird if that was in the episode, don't you think?
In the final one. They could have probably answered the food drop one later on. You know, maybe I guess Ben was keeping it going because he needed food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why he didn't ever put a stop to it before.
Yeah.
But...
And it was automated. Let's get into it here, and we'll go through it here. But we started out, and it's a Dharma warehouse, and they're printing foods.
Well, fitting labels.
Yeah, labels and stuff for...
Generic Dharma labels.
Yes.
Here's my one question.
Dharma warehouse, it says it's the present, so we're in the present.
Where are they getting the food? Who's supplying the food?
Another station.
It's just two guys in a warehouse. See, they didn't answer that. They didn't answer all the questions, though. I hate to throw a wrench in the whole system.
But you know what? To that, like, that goes to, what was it? Across the sea. It was across the sea, right?
Yeah.
Where he said, you know, You can answer a question, but what are you going to get? You're going to just ask question, ask question.
Well, right there, I
had no. It's a never-ending series of questions.
But then, right there, I said, okay. Well, now where are they get who's playing for the Foo? Because for the longest time, people thought it was Widmore.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big theory out there that Widmore was somehow sending the Foo there to try and find the island, but also providing. He still wanted the Dharma Initiative to survive or whatever it was.
Yeah,
I can't remember all the theories out there, but I remember that was something about. So maybe he had the money to keep the Foo going because people are like. Dharma Initiative's gone. Who's sending the food? Well, now we got to wonder if you look in the warehouse, there's a lot of boxes of food.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs money to, you know, those two guys. And who is paying those two guys?
I think that's the big question. Who's paying them? And I think you could just explain that with something else. You know, I mean, it's all automated. The coordinates to where the island was, they're always changing. Was automated.
Well, I get that, but who was it? Eloise sending the was she paying the guys to send the food?
Either that, or who was ever took over for when they killed all the Dharma people? They just like Ben just made sure those payments kept going, or something like
Could
that.
Could be. He did have money.
Exactly, there was money,
and he seemed to know where to go.
Yeah, so they were able to continue those, and it was all automated, and that's how they were able to find the island because the lamppost station was automatically sending the coordinates. So it was all automatic and just these two poor people. I mean, I felt bad for it. I was like, man, they've been doing this for like 20 years and now they're just...
Well, they got a good severance pay. They're, you know...
Well, I mean, how many $100 bills can you put in one of those little envelopes? I mean...
Well...
How many do you think?
Tax-free.
Maybe like 10 grand tops? I mean, the way he said it was just like... Well, so Ben shows up.
In a cool Hawaiian shirt.
Was it a Hawaiian
shirt? He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, you and your Hawaiian shirts. But he shows up and he gives severance and he says, there's a new man in charge and we're just wrapping up things.
Yeah, we're gone. We're history.
Yeah.
And Ben has a different attitude about him.
Yeah, he seems happier.
Seems happier. It's like, okay, there's no edge to him.
Yeah.
Where he's not having to get to outthink people.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doing his job. Just going,
yeah,
hey.
And he seems at peace.
Right.
Which is very
It's
nice.
A happier, gentler, kinder Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the workers want answers. And Ben says... Well,
wait. When you first see the long shot, when they first see the warehouse, you see the guy with the Dharma jumpsuit on and he's got long, curly, stringy hair.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's Horace?
No.
You think... I say, wow, is that going to be Horace there?
When
I first saw it...
Yeah?
It was on some German feed. So it was dubbed in... they were dubbing it in English, but he was. It looked like Horace at first. My first thought was, oh, that's going to be Horace.
Really? Yeah. Me, I just thought he was like a run-of-the-mill hippie Dharma employee.
Yeah, he definitely looked like he was from the 70s, was present time.
But they said it was present day.
But it is kind of being retro now. 70s are coming back, so that kind of.
Didn't they already come back in the 90s? Like, aren't we like retro 80s now?
Are we retro? I can't keep track.
I think that's what we're up to now.
All right, I'll go with that.
But the workers want answers, and Ben's kind enough to answer two questions.
Well, you get one question each.
One question each.
And he was very matter of fact, but one question each.
Yeah, and so I think that's why he's at peace. He can finally give some answers, right? But he does. So he,
the writers
guy,
probably feel the same way.
Yeah, I know, right? But the first guy. That's how we find out how the drops happen and how everything like that.
Because he called the lamppost. Yeah. Lamppost? What's that? Sorry. Only one question.
But the next one, the guy brings up the polar bear fish biscuits.
Yeah.
Yes. And asks that question. And that's when Ben pulls out a Dharma folder.
Right.
Which is pretty much the folder from the season 5 Dharma Initiative.
Right.
Kid, it looks just like it for anybody that got that. And
all the cool kids.
All the cool kids got it, yeah.
The ones who weren't saving up to buy something on an auction.
Hey, you know, another thing, if people feel bad they didn't get that, well, for, I think it's $150 to $200, you can get the Complete Loss collection, and it's a pretty nice collection. It has cool stuff in it. Sure, it's not Jack's costume that he wore, but...
Well, yeah, if you look at it, too, when we had that season 5 DVD set, and we had 9 people sign it.
Mm-hmm.
It went for $750. You look at it now, that's kind of a bargain.
It is.
I mean, it all went to charity.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wow, what would that have gone for on this site?
True, that's very true.
It probably would have sold for $3,000 or $4,000.
Well, if you think a script signed by J.J. Abrams and Damon Lindelof went for $15,000.
And this had all the major stars except Matthew Fox and Josh Holloway because they were being hogged by... what's her name? Kristen from ER Entertainment. She cost Autism Speaks money.
Thanks.
That's all I'm saying.
Thanks. But okay, so he shows a Dharma orientation video with our good friend Pierre Chang.
Yeah, and now we find out why he has different names.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Different aliases, I guess.
Yeah, and he kind of goes through, you know, different things, kind of showing why things are. It's got, like, we found out the Hurley Bird.
Right.
They kind of go into that, and they're doing, like, gene splicing and creating new breeds and stuff like that, and these birds they send out. And so that explains the Hurley Bird, or the H Bird, right? Well, it was something like the hybrid bird.
Yeah, something like that.
The hybrid. And
did that bird just say my name?
And they talk about the polar bears and you know, how you test them, and if they pass the test getting the fish biscuit, then you put on the collar and you send them to the orchid.
But you don't want to be there. You don't want to befriend the bears. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get too close to them.
Show the guy with the hand, the arm bitten off. So I guess it kind of explains why the polar bears are there, and also at the same time explains how the polar bear ended up in Tunisia.
Right.
Because they sent the polar bears to the orchid station.
Now, do you think that a lot of people, what I think a lot of people are upset with, is they want to go back to the original where we had a plan from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You think all this, the food drop, everything, when they first had the food pallet drop there, you think, oh, the lamppost station is going to be the one sending it automated. You think that was the plan from the start?
I could see that, though. Easily explainable.
I could see it. I'm not calling anyone a liar, but I could see it. But I could see where people are going, well, could that be the, you know, that's what they're arguing.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. But at the same time, you could say that for anything. I mean, why? Like, you know, the answer is given. Why do you need to pick it apart saying, well, did they know that from the beginning?
Everyone's
that
argument, the people who are complaining, is they are upset. Well, why, you know, did you say you had that from the start? I want to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just won't take them at their word. To me, didn't matter.
Yeah, you got the answer.
I enjoyed the story. It didn't matter to me that was their original plan.
And I think you can. I think you can say that could have been an original plan, but, dude. People, chill.
Relax.
And then so, but when they're talking about that, don't send a pregnant bear because
the
extreme electromagnetic properties mess that up. So that explains the pregnancies. So then after Ben leaves there, he goes to Santa Rosa. So it's like, this was curious to me. And at first, when they showed the Connect Four, I thought they were going to see Lenny.
I thought the same thing.
Have Lenny be at peace or something. Then we found out that Walt is in.
Yeah.
When you're
in Santa Rosa, you have to play Connect Four.
Here's the question. How did he go from, because he was in New York, wasn't he?
He was in New York, yes.
So how did he get from New York to L.A.?
That goes back to the whole question.
Yeah, I know.
Brings another question. You just have to kind of accept it at this point.
I think you do.
Unless he was looking for Hurley.
Could be.
Maybe he went there looking.
Because Walt did go there before.
Right, he did. So maybe he went there looking for Hurley, thinking, I need to get
it. He wanted to go back.
I need to go back, or mm-hmm. I need to get answers. Mm-hmm. What's going on? You know, why am I still having to live under this alias name?
How do you know that his dad was dead?
I don't know. Yeah, did someone tell? No, someone told him, didn't they?
Who? Because the only person that we saw to actually talk to them the last time was when Locke came back.
I'll have to do this during the rewatch.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Good question. Another question left unanswered. No wonder that I hate this show.
Thanks, jerks. But it's very cool, and to me, this is the most satisfying part. Ben sees Walt and tells him that he's special.
Right, and that answers the whole, because people were upset, where's Walt all the whole season six? He was special. He should have been taking over the island.
Yeah, exactly.
He was the one.
And, you know, he tells them they leave Santa Rosa and they go to a Dharma van.
Right.
That's not
the 47,000
attention to yourself.
Dharma van.
Yeah, I know, right? And Hurley's in the van.
Right.
He says hi to Walt.
He says dude first.
Dude, yeah. I forgot to say, when Ben and Walt were talking, Ben said that Walt can help his father.
Right.
But
he's dead. That doesn't mean you can't help him.
Exactly. So then that's how we can presume that Michael and Walt with his special powers or whatever.
Maybe that's what drove him to Santa Rosa, but he found out his dad was dead. He mm-hmm. went to Hurley, knowing that the last place he saw anyone he knew was Hurley. He went looking for Hurley, and just maybe the guilt, because he didn't have a good ending with his dad. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have a good...
Exactly.
They had a falling out, obviously. So maybe that's what drove him a little...
Yeah.
The stress and depression.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's cool. They're giving us that Michael and Walt can have their resolution, which is nice.
Which I think everybody, even the people who didn't like Michael, wanted to happen.
Exactly. And Hurley says, you know, when you get back home, you get back to the island, that's where you belong, and I have a job offer for you.
Would you like a job?
Would you like a job? Exactly.
Now, what do you think this means?
Well, this seems to be everyone's thinking. I didn't think of that at first because I'm just so dead set on Hurley being number one, but I guess eventually Walt would take
Walt
over.
I think Walt takes over.
Yeah. And maybe with Walt's special abilities, this is just kind of my theory. It's probably out there as well. I haven't really read anybody else's theories, but that's how they created this place for them after they died to go to. Maybe they use Walt's special abilities.
Maybe that's what was always going to happen once they all accepted it.
Yeah.
I think Walt takes over and maybe releases his dad. His dad's no longer part of the Whispers.
Mm-hmm.
His dad can go live in. Maybe his dad can go eventually.
I get Whispers. It's just like he breaks up from the Whispers.
Yes. But of course, if he released him, the Whispers, wouldn't he be allowed to go with them?
Maybe they have their own path now.
Yeah. Or maybe he just
because Ben stayed behind.
Or maybe he just stays on the island.
Yeah. Maybe because we never saw them in the sideways.
Michael.
Yeah.
He just hangs out and they live happily ever after. What do you think?
My ghost dad and me.
Well, you had taller ghost Walt.
Yeah.
Now you have ghost Michael.
Mm-hmm. Well, Walt is able to like project himself.
What? What, Dad? Come on, you're no longer a whisper. Speak up. I can hear you.
But you know, overall, and then it cuts to Lost. But you know, overall, I think it's really good. I think it answers some big questions that were left there, and you know, it makes me feel even more at peace with the show.
I still think that this could set it up where they could do a little mini series once a year and answer little questions here or there, and it wouldn't have to be that intense. It wouldn't. Lindelof and the other guys are not going to be part of it, but I think you get enough talented people together to write a story for Mother and find out how she got to the island and what drove her to.
But do you really need it though? Like, I don't need it.
I'd watch it.
You'd watch it, but
I watched this epilogue. I've watched it three times now.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's like, okay. It's like
you'd, but I like that because it was official. It was part of like the Darlton canon.
I agree, but I would watch something. I would watch a little miniseries or a 2-hour movie on, and like I said, it wouldn't have to be that intense, you know, Lost, you know, episode. Oh my gosh. It could just be, hey, you're giving me some answers about how she got there.
Yeah. But to me, if it's not, it's just me, this would be okay. But if it's not the Darlton writing canon and the writing team from the Darlton canon, I don't think I would consider whatever they wrote about Mother like part of the canon.
Well, it's like when they read, you know.
I'd rather have it be like a reboot and somebody else just has a whole different take with it.
Well, a lot of people didn't want to see a new Star Trek movie, especially going back to.
I'm saying that's a reboot. It's not just a continue. They kind of relaunched it. Well, they were telling
from a different. Before, you know, when they were younger. Spoiler alert. When they were younger.
Yeah. So, but even still, they used some kind of mechanism to change it so they could do whatever they wanted.
True, but they could also do that with Mother's
Story.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, maybe something like that, but I don't know. I would have to
because
wait
it's
to see
not, it's
if
nothing that's
anything.
Been explained. We don't know how she got on the island. We don't. I mean, but people have always most people are probably. I would be content. I wouldn't have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, if it was out there, if it happened, like say next year, I would watch it.
Mm-hmm. I think we need more than a year. We need more time.
If you're gonna do it in a year.
All right, fair enough. All right, so, but overall, epilogue, I give it a thumbs up. I liked it a lot.
I recommend it.
Yeah, definitely.
You can get a hold of it, watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not earth-shattering news, but it's just...
No, but I thought that was good.
I just want to know who's in charge, who's...
Do you have a crackpot theory for us?
Well, the crackpot theory was that Walt was in, but now it's out there, so...
Oh, so you got to come up with a new one now.
I don't know who's. I'm gonna say Eloise is the one.
Don't say it now. You gotta wait for the drum roll and everything.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on, jeez.
Hey, I think at this point, since Damon and Carlton aren't doing it, I don't have to do my crackpot theory.
That's why you're better than them, Jack. That's
oh,
why you're
yes,
better.
That's right.
All right, let's get into some listener feedback.
Okay.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time. Got some phone calls to get into, Jack. So, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Jim in Georgia with a call in reference to the New Man in Charge epilogue on the Season 6 DVD and Blu-ray. I like the little tidbits. I mean, I definitely explained some things as far as the food drops, and it was good to see Walt again, and he was still special, and they brought him back to the island. But it's just one of those things, honestly, it seems like it would be setting up a really nice little sequel for Lost, like an after Lost. And so it's just like, what's the point of doing that? Really, I liked it. It was kind of cool to see something, you know, 12 more minutes of Lost, but I don't know. Yeah. I guess I have mixed emotions about it. I liked it, but it seems like it was going somewhere they're not really going. So, throw that out there. I hope you guys have a great summer. Can't wait for the rewatch. And I do vote for the September 22nd anniversary to kick it off. All right. You have a great night. See ya.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is John in Cleveland. Tuesday morning, first thing I did, went to Best Buy, got Lost Season 6 on DVD. Went home, popped in my DVDs, and watched The New Man in Charge first thing, which I'm sure that's the first thing everyone watched once they got home, because, hey, it's 12 new minutes of Lost. Anyways, I was pretty satisfied. I liked what they did with Walt, but I would like to see some on-island stuff, like maybe show Desmond leaving or to go get back home, or maybe answer a question like, is Jack the new smoke monster because he went down in the cave? Maybe something like that. I don't know. I was just looking for some island stuff. But, hey, I'll take what I can get. Right when it ended, I was like, that's it? There's no more? Yeah, I was disappointed, but at the same time, pretty excited that I got 12 more minutes of Lost. So, kind of bittersweet, not enough answers, but some really good answers. Whew. Yeah. So, you know what this means. No new Lost ever again. Unless there's a spinoff.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is the Simple Man from Phoenix calling from vacation, just because I saw the tweet that you guys are doing the epilogue podcast tonight. So excited to hear what the other fans have to say about this last precious shard of Lost joy. Just wanted to say a few things. First of all, I totally loved it. Loved the whole thing. Loved how they answered the questions. Loved how they answered questions very kind of backdoor, indirectly, as usual, like with the fertility issues coming from the electromagnetism and the fact that the Dharma Initiative was actually hostile towards the others, the hostiles, by kidnapping them and interrogating them. So that shed some more light on the whole purge. But the thing I'd love to hear you guys talk about is the situation with Walt, whether you guys were satisfied or not with the explanation of Walt's kind of psychic powers being just because he belonged on the island. That was the one piece that I was less clear about, less satisfied with. The other answers were more straightforward, and just love to hear you guys give your thoughts on Walt. So thanks so much for the podcast. Love to hear what everybody else has to think. And it was just a little bittersweet to see that Lost card show one last time on the epilogue, but it was really nice. So thanks for the podcast. Enjoy it. Look forward to the rewatch. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Heather from New York. I was just calling about the epilogue. I really think that the job they have for Walt is he is going to be the new Jacob. And I guess that's it. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Chris from Creedmoor, North Carolina. And I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the New Man in Charge epilogue. I thought it was, well, it, I mean, it was what it was. If you're, you know, if you were, I think if people were expecting something more than what we got, then they were going to be disappointed. But for people that, you know, wanted a nice little last bit of, in essence, I guess what you call an info dump, you know, the mythology dump that you knew that we know couldn't possibly fit in the final episode now. But I'm glad that the epilogue went back from doing the mythology first to going back to characters in that we get to see what happens to Walt and everything. And it's just, I just thought it was kind of, it's the kind of thing that is made for DVD and Blu-ray sort of thing. And I just really, really enjoyed it. But like I said, if you, I guess people are going to have their expectations, and, you know, I guess you can, I guess the best thing to do in before, if you haven't watched it yet, is come in with no expectations, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So thanks, guys, for the show, and can't wait for the rewatch.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, Chris, Creedmoor's brought up quite a bit on the Married Man Show podcast. An explicit podcast that's part of the Jay and Jack family. But yeah, we talk about Creedmoor every now and then.
Every now and then.
Never been there.
No.
But I we do talk
well,
about
it. Well, if you drive up 85, you drive past it.
Yeah, I've seen the signs.
Yeah.
But I've never actually been in Creedmoor.
Yeah.
Not picking it's a good thing. I'm not picking on Creedmoor. you know, I was thinking during his call, he's right. You know, if you go in there with no expectations, you just go in there with just... And,
yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, the Dharma Initiative, a lot of people complain that, you know, the Dharma Initiative didn't get enough answers. What happened to it? Why did it fail? You know, there's one part where they're in the room 23, we didn't really talk about it, where they're kidnapping the hostiles and bringing them in there.
Yeah.
Maybe they were doing things they shouldn't have done, and the island punished them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was maybe another question.
Well,
on,
taking people hostage and then, like, brainwashing them, it's not
they,
a very nice
they were supposed
thing
to work
do.
Together.
Yeah.
You know, they had rules, but I guess they were kidnapping them and taking them
in exactly.
Room 23. And so maybe that's why the Dharma Initiative failed.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, I could totally
well,
see
that's
it.
Probably why they convinced, Richard convinced Ben to do what he did.
Yeah.
Because they were doing things they shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I thought about that when I was listening to the call. And then Heather, I agree that Walt will eventually be the new Jacob.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that, and I think then it kind of
also this
lives up to that.
Simple Man was
special.
Asking the same thing. So
Superman was
Simple Man was the next call. He was talking about Walt also.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think that's definitely the answer where Walt was going?
I could see that as a answer, yes.
That he did have special powers.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, exactly. I think that answers, well, he was special. Why was he special?
And he should have never have left the island in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wouldn't have, and Jack would have never died on the island. Because Walt would have been in charge.
Well, he might have been, not been old enough, because I don't think he's old enough yet right now. Maybe he has to reach a certain...
Why do you have to be a certain age? If you can do the job, you can do
the
job.
A certain level of maturity. Like, it takes a while. Why couldn't Hurley do it right away? Why couldn't... Because you...
Well, because Jacob was still alive.
Well, exactly. But why Jacob was there for 2,000 years before he could get a proper
replacement. Well, they had to figure out a way to kill him first. They had to find that loophole.
You have to kill me. Oh, man. But yeah, like the other callers, just like, I also kind of was like, okay, I hope to go back to the island with Hurley, and then we'll kind of see that kind of stuff. I would have liked to have seen that.
I really thought that's what they were going to do.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought. The epilogue was going
to
be.
When I first saw it, I went, wait a minute, they didn't go to the island.
Yeah.
But maybe that was just too expensive. And
well, they're there.
I don't know. I don't make the rules. Maybe it's easier to shoot in a set than, you know, in the jungles. It probably costs more to lug the crew up to the jungle. And
well, like, they just, like, we went to one of the scenes they shot for the jungle scenes. It's just off
the
road.
Yeah, it's true. We just drove right in.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone could.
Just about. If you knew where it was. But, I mean, it's just like, it's just
we're off. With the band. Okay,
it was off the side of the road, so I mean it's not that hard to get to.
That's true.
I mean, I would think setting up a set is more difficult.
Just trying to make some excuses for him why they didn't go back.
I think setting up a warehouse it was like Indiana Jones, like Raiders of the Lost Ark warehouse where they took the Ark at the end. I mean, it just went for miles, man.
That's true. Then you had John. He was satisfied because he would have liked to have seen maybe Jack. It was Jack the Smoke Monster or something. I'm thinking maybe that was a Matthew Fox thing. I'm just guessing. Hey, Matthew Fox, like, all right, guys, I stayed on the whole
Enough's
six.
Enough.
I stayed on the whole 6 years. I'm in movies now. Come on, really?
Is he in movies though?
Well, he's done some. He's done some movies. I'm just saying, you know, Jorge. And
he
Michael,
was. He was good in Speed Racer. Though, you ever see Speed Racer?
I've not seen Speed Racer.
You like it?
I love the cartoon. I don't know.
If you love the cartoon, you love the movie.
I did see the Turning Point and We Are Marshall.
Oh, yeah, Vantage Point. That was good, too.
Yeah.
But see, Vantage Point is just kind of like, eh, whatever.
But it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
But I'm just saying, as far as, I don't know Matthew Fox, obviously.
Yeah.
But Jorge Garcia and Michael Emerson, I know they're fans of the show. So it's like, hey, I'll do it.
Yeah, and we know
them. Matthew Fox, I heard a rumor that he didn't even watch Lost.
What?
I don't know if that's true or not. I just heard a rumor on
Twitter. He seems to get the mythology. Like, when you hear interviews with him, I mean, he gets it.
Yeah. I know Naveen Andrews didn't watch
Lost. Yeah, I think he's the only one I know that didn't watch it.
So, I don't know. I'm not saying I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Way to start rumors now.
Well, I'm just saying, you approach Matthew Fox
hates Lost.
I saw it on, I saw it on a Twitter thing.
Some random Twitter?
It was one of the blogs I saw. I can't remember which one. Some random blog. All right, Matthew, if you're listening, give us a call at 206-309-0311. Call anytime.
Clear it up, okay? Clear it up. Because right now, you hate Lost.
You hate Lost. No, he doesn't hate Lost. He just didn't watch it. There's two different things.
If you don't watch it, that means you hate it,
I think.
Doesn't
mean you hate it. It means some actors don't like to watch themselves act.
True. But how's he going to get better as an actor?
Some do not like to watch themselves.
He doesn't like to see himself go.
You listen to every podcast you record?
Have a squinty face.
You listen to every podcast you record?
Well, we record too many to listen to him, I think.
Like, when people say, hey, when you said,
if I only have like 16 episodes of a podcast, I think I take time to listen to each one. But we do like 100 a year.
But they shot 18-hour days.
True. Okay, days. I could see that. I could see it.
All right, when you're done with your job.
Yeah, do you go
home and study?
You don't want to relive it.
You don't want to relive your job, do you? No, unless you're a true fan of the show, and not everyone's a fan of Lost.
Okay.
All right, I'm defending you, Matthew. We're like this. I got your back. I threw you under the bus, then I pulled you out. I pulled you out just before the bus ran you over. So I think we're cool there.
I think you're out, they pull you back in.
And then Jim, you know, the whole thing about the epilogue and stuff. But he also thinks that we should do the Lost rewatch starting September 22nd.
And so we'll announce it officially. Well, we said it on the Twitter too, but 22nd is when we're starting the rewatch.
Yeah, there were a few people said, no, start it now. I'm tired of waiting. But it was by a landslide that do it on the 22nd.
Which is nice. I like that. And we have another caller later on that we're going to get into that I think has a good idea as well. But
should we... Should we let people know what we're going to do?
Let's do that in the closeout.
All right.
We'll talk about that there. All right, Jack.
I don't want to relive it, so I'm tired.
You ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Jan, Jack, David Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Colin, I am watching the Lost auction online and lot 689, the Oceanic Signs. Estimated sales price, $400 to $600. It's currently at $5,000, and it's still going. Anyway, I just thought you guys might find that interesting. So I'm not sure there's going to be any cheap items for anybody to snag, unless, of course, you have Hurley's kind of money. Anyway, I enjoyed the podcast. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Eric in San Jose, just listening to your latest podcast. And then, you know, I know you guys like to make fun of Carl. Haha, it's funny. I think it's funny, too. But Jack's saying... do we really need Carl? Is he important? Well, without Carl, everyone would be dead because he's the one who warned them that the others were coming in the, I want to say, season 3 finale, but it might be a different season. All right, so looking forward to hear what you guys said about the epilogue. I just watched it yesterday, so all right, see you later.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's John in Cleveland, the guy with no Blu-ray. Anyways, I know you guys said that you... we're going to end the Lost podcast after the Lost rewatch. But I think I have a better idea. Every year, September 22nd, you have an annual Lost anniversary podcast. It can be a time for people to leave their voicemails and emails telling you how Lost has held up over the years, if they've made any new revelations, and what Lost means to them. It could be just a fun time to celebrate Lost's anniversary. I don't know. I just think that would be pretty cool. An annual Lost anniversary podcast. What do you guys think? Okay, guys. Bye. Thanks for the podcast.
Well, you know, after Ralph proclaiming that we're going to go on forever, even though he's a quitter.
Yeah, because he said that on the...
our good friend Alex is putting together a huge documentary about all the Lost podcasts, and he put out a Jay and Jack featurette, which he gave me the file when I put that up on the Lost Vidcast feed. So now I think since Ralph said we have to go forever, maybe we'll We'll make a schedule maybe once the rewatch is done where we, you know, we do podcasts every
Well,
now
I think
and then.
Doing it every September 22nd, people can call in with their thoughts and what Lost meant to them and just do a little podcast on it. I guess for a few years we can do it. I mean, eventually I'm going to get old and not want to do it anymore. I'll be cranky.
No?
Is it the 22nd already? I'm tired of it. Ah, tired of it.
We'll retire you.
I don't want to go back. Leave me alone.
But yeah, I think it's a good idea. Maybe we'll have a Lost party every year. Big Lost party.
Sure. Everyone can come.
We are kind of planting the seeds for maybe a Lost convention. Maybe that'd be a good Lost convention.
We are working on it. It's in the planning stages, mm-hmm. would you say? And then you had Eric, you know, again, is Carl important? You know,
he has a point. Well, he served a purpose
well,
there.
Aren't they all dead anyway? So what did Carl do?
Kept them alive a little bit longer?
Yeah, I guess. And the actor who plays Carl is now on Mad Men.
He is?
I don't even like him on Mad Men.
No?
Is it his
acting on Mad Men? Or?
No, he's not a bad actor. It's just something about the guy I don't like. I don't
you just hate him.
I just don't like him.
Poor Carl.
I'm kidding, of
What's
course.
The actor's name? Do you even know?
No, I don't know his name. I apologize.
Poor guy.
You had David, who was watching the Lost Auction, the Oceanic.
Yeah, I know.
Started at $400, $600, going to $5,000.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Cheap item. You know, but at least all went to charity. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So at least everyone's happy.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. This is David from Raleigh. I just wanted to chime in on the auction this past weekend. And I was actually a little disappointed. I had hoped that there might be an item or two that I could go in there and get for a relatively reasonable price. But I was really surprised by how much everything went for. Not just a couple of items, but everything across the board. I mean, virtually everything other than a number of costumes was going for $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, you know, $5,000 for a 12-pack of beer type of thing. So I'm slightly disappointed that I couldn't walk away with even something small. But it was nice to see that someone had the foresight to collect all these things. And it wouldn't surprise me if someone saw how much money was made off these auctions and you saw more of this in the future from TV shows. So looking forward to the rewatch. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. I had a suggestion for the upcoming rewatch podcast. I'm hoping that you can still play the songs that you used to play during Lost podcast. It would be awesome to hear next on Lost, the TV show, again, and Lost recap. And if you could somehow sneak in movie picks, that would be awesome. But if there's any way at all, that we don't have to listen to Lost in Review, that would be so nice. Thank you.
Hey, guys. This is Jacob. And I was just calling, listening to the podcast, and I heard Jack said something along the lines of how Man in Black played on Locke's vulnerability or his willingness to be trusting and his, I don't know, his he was able to convince him so easily. And it made it sound very negative, and I just didn't like it because I've always thought that, you know, Locke had this, you know, belief that he had a purpose, and I believe he did fulfill that purpose. You know, if you're familiar with the Star Wars series and you've seen all six episodes, you know, Anakin had all these prophecies about him, and supposedly, you know, once he goes to the dark side in episode 3, everyone thinks, oh, he wasn't the chosen one, he failed all these prophecies. But ultimately, he does bring balance to the Force in his death. And in the same way with Locke, I think that he you know, allowed his appearance to be used by the Man in Black, not willingly, but the circumstances that led to that event taking place. He did ultimately fulfill the purpose, and since purpose he always felt that he had, and the circumstances that surrounded, you know, his appearance being used by the Man in Black ultimately led to the Man in Black's death. So I feel like Locke did fulfill his purpose, and he wasn't so much taken advantage of, but really did you know, fulfill what he was meant to do. And I think that would definitely be what the writers and, you know, Darlton intended to happen, because, I mean, as you see from Jack's change from a man of science into a man of faith, you know, they're not trying to give a message that Locke's position as a man of faith was a bad position, because, you know, look at his blind faith, it led him to his death, and his sense of purpose was wrong the whole time. No, I think they're trying to say his sense of purpose was right, and ultimately it led to Men in Black's death. Anyway, thanks for the show, and I will looking forward to the rewatch. See you guys.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I could go on. We could go on with this debate forever.
But he has a point, though.
He has a point, but was it just blind luck? Was it just dumb luck?
No, I think it was fate.
If you look at Locke's history,
mm-hmm.
Locke was a gullible guy. Locke wanted to believe in stuff when he's pounding on the hatch door when the light goes
up. But then Jack say, I mean, but I because, think but if you look did, at Locke and his sacrifice, that is what the catalyst yeah, that drove Jack to become the person he's supposed to become.
Right. But I would say that also
he brought balance to the force.
You could argue it both ways. Well, was it just, you know.
I think it depends if you're a man of science or a man of faith. Do you believe in fate or do you believe random
I'm just going on Locke's history. I'm not going to. Locke in the inn turned out to be a hero, but. For 5.5 years, he was a gullible wannabe.
Maybe that's
guy.
Just he was just playing you, Jack.
He was just playing you. He was saying that he was playing Man in Black. He wasn't playing Man in Black.
No, he didn't say he was playing Man in Black.
At one point, he said maybe he was just playing Man in Black. He wasn't playing Man in Black. He wanted to believe. He wanted to be this guy up until the end, where he was going to hang himself, and Ben ended up killing him. He was just a guy that wanted. Nothing wrong with it. We all want to believe.
But he ended up being that.
But he ended up being right. His death is what convinced Jack that he had to do it, because mm-hmm. Jack felt bad for it. Jack felt bad for never listening to him. Mm-hmm. So he was sacrificed for Jack to finally become the leader. That's the way I look at it. If you're going to say, well, he had this plan from season one that he was...
No, Locke didn't have a plan. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Locke did not have a plan. It just turned out that way that if he his death convinced...
But he had purpose in the end.
He had purpose. But I've never argued that as season six went on at the end of the year. Did you hear me argue that?
No. I'm not saying that.
I've never said that. I said, okay, his death did have a purpose, but to say he had a plan, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. If you're going to tell me he had a plan,
no, then, I don't think he had a
then
plan.
Then I'm a cry foul and say, okay, writers.
I don't think the caller said he had a plan.
No, I'm just saying, if anyone's saying out there that was Locke's plan the whole time, then no. But did he serve his purpose? Yeah. Did he believe in certain things? Yeah. And he finally, his death convinced Jack that, okay, yeah, it wasn't just his death.
Mm.
It was a lot of things that convinced Jack that he had to take over the island. Yeah. Hurley's influence on him. And there were a lot of things that happened. It wasn't just Locke.
But Locke was the catalyst.
Locke was
that
the catalyst
that
got it started because of their fighting going on, you know,
over the years,
bickering back and forth. But you can look at Locke how he lost his faith, and because of him, the hatch imploded. Because he lost his faith, he got frustrated and quit. So to say Locke was, oh, this was my main purpose.
But I don't think he was saying that.
No, but he did say that, you know, he was out there. I think I need to play what I'm saying. You know that I will pick on Locke, but he was a gullible guy.
And we're not denying that.
He was someone
Jack.
That could be used.
Why do you have to kick a man when he's dead?
Well, they're all dead. But I will. Like I said, I don't get where the. But you know, it's Lost, and we all have our points of view. So we could go on. Yeah, and I agree with it. It was John Doe. I agree. Yeah, we could bring back all the songs, but yeah, I agree. No more Lost in Review.
Mine's a classic.
Because nobody knows what it's you're saying. Nobody. Every week, once a week, I get an email. What is Jay singing in that one part? Each week. Blah, blah, blah.
There's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review.
Well,
that's pretty straightforward.
That's what people don't understand. They don't get it.
We take a look back at last week's episode.
It's
pretty straightforward.
None other than. That's the part they don't get.
Oh, it's none other than.
They don't get it. They have no idea what you're saying there.
Well, there's a lot of songs out there. You never really get what they're saying.
Hey, don't be personal here. No one's saying your songs don't have a purpose.
Revved up like a deuce, another roller in the night.
Relax, John Locke. Relax. No one's saying your life didn't have a purpose. And then and we had David from... Where's all these people from North Carolina?
I know. We got a plethora.
Where are these guys when we're doing the Autism Speaks auction?
I don't know. That's a good point.
Where are you people from Creedmoor and Raleigh and was it Wilmington? Where are you guys at?
Yeah. You know, I think our eighth... Or I was looking at it. I think it's either eighth or seventh. Somewhere... I mean, it's in the top 10. Listenership, like in regions, Raleigh. I mean, not, but North Carolina is
really
in the States. Yeah.
Wow. And you're always.
That's before Florida. I think Florida's like 25th or something.
Really?
Yeah.
What's California?
California is the highest, I think.
Well, it should be because we're from California.
Well, I think it's just because the most people are in California.
And then he said, well, he wanted to bid on some stuff, but he's disappointed on the price.
We all were a little bit, I think.
I was a little shocked how.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, wow, some of this stuff is going, this is crazy.
Yeah.
When I saw the key went for $2,000, I go, I'm not going to be bidding on anything.
Yeah.
There's just no way. I mean, not that I wouldn't want to have some of the stuff, and it's going to charity. I just don't.
Mm-hmm. But even if I had the money, I couldn't justify spending it on it.
If I had the money, I would do it because it's going to charity. So
I guess.
But he does make a good point. Other TV show is going to see this, and a lot of TV shows did copy Lost in certain ways. Mm-hmm. So I would assume.
I don't know if other shows would have that same devotion.
It depends on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I think you only have, like, you know, you have the Star Treks, you have the X-Files. They only come around every so often.
Right. I think maybe a Law and Order show where they could sell the different suits, auction off the different suits.
All the different gavels on all the seasons. What, the keyboard that does the con-con?
Or the different dead people in Central Park.
This was a little old and smelly.
It always starts off with a happy... Oh, what's behind? Oh my God! Call 911. Why do people always yell call 911? Why do you have to yell call 911?
Because they could be alive.
No,
a little bit.
Doesn't everyone know there's someone hurt there? We call 911. Why do you have to tell me now to call 911?
Because they're telling other people that aren't there, like call 911. I'm gonna sit here and stare at this person.
They'll sit there and say, they'll look up and say, call 911. Is that person that stupid? I'd be a long argument with me. Really, you're telling me to call 911? You think I'm that stupid?
It's kind of like when they're, you know, and it asks me, they're running up to, and there's like a crevice, like, jump! It's like, no, I'm just going to lay here.
Or don't do it! But that's all. But
Jack,
I'm all behind John Locke, though. He's my
Do you have a crackpot theory of the week?
No, I don't. I'm not doing one.
Why not?
Damon and Carlton are done. I am done.
You got to do them during the rewatch. You said you would
I'll do something during the rewatch. I'll think of something else.
Okay. It
doesn't have to be a crackpot theory.
That's your thing. That's like your trademark.
I have more than just that.
Did you not see Alex's Audibly Lost?
I did see that. That was funny.
About the crack. So you got to keep it going.
Yeah. Now you were giving me heat. You were.
Yeah. I would like to say, like, I wish we could do another interview after seeing people's reactions to me putting you down. Come on. It's Jack. See, Jack, he acts all nice and sweet or whatever, but...
I'm just like the nicest guy in the world.
And you see people think I'm just the bad guy for putting down your theories.
Well, you didn't come up with any.
I did. And then I get slammed by people. Oh, man. Anyway.
So.
You're not going to do a crackpot theory of the week?
Right now?
Yeah, why not?
Off the top of my head?
Let me do the drum set ready.
All right.
All right, here we go. Let me put the drum set.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
What we didn't see... In the epilogue,
uh-huh.
They only had time for 12 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and they were worried that Matthew Fox might want to come on and do a part
mm-hmm.
at the last minute.
because he loves the show.
Because he's a huge fan of the show. What about me? I shaved my head and everything. Come on.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Come on.
Come on, guys. Just put on a show. I'm taking a break anyway. That the number two man for Walt... is Vincent. Because Vincent has special powers.
Okay, all right. Vincent's number two is... I'm sorry, Walt's number two is Vincent.
Well, who else would it be?
Bernard.
No.
Bernard works for Walt. Rose and Bernard work for Walt.
That's all I have.
All right, okay.
That's all I got.
It was kind of crappy. Whatever. We'll take it.
Hey.
They can't all be gold.
It's a 12-minute epilogue. What do you expect?
You get a 12-minute quality crackpot theory.
I said, okay, the smoke monster in Jack's form is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not cranky.
Okay. All right.
Because it's funny because he always wanted to get off. Didn't he always want to get off the island too? But no, he came back to the island.
Yeah, he came back.
So you really can't blame
him. He got off, but then he came back. So that's his own fault.
Yeah.
He can't complain.
You can't blame
that.
Jacob on that one.
No. No. I know you'd love to.
No. Just the first time. I don't blame him the second time.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
What?
Yes. All right, so.
So this is the plan we came up with, and it's kind of crazy.
Here it is.
I think it's kind of insane. Hey, but if you're adults out there looking for an adult podcast, just check out The Married Man Show. It is explicit, though.
That's on iTunes. You just search Jay and Jack, and it'll show up.
Show. Don't drive around with this one. You can drive around with your kids in the car and listen to it.
Not this one.
Not this one. No.
All right. So we are doing the Lost rewatch. It starts September 22nd.
Yes.
It's weekly, so every Wednesday We will be covering two episodes.
So the first one will, the first week will just be the pilot, since it's basically two episodes.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be the pilot, and then after that, it'll be two episodes. So it's about 8 episodes a month, 2 episodes a week, about 15 months total. And
are we gonna take any breaks for holidays? Or
yeah, I think we'll have to take breaks for holidays. I'll probably be really busy with work. Also, probably take a break for when I get married and the honeymoon after.
Yeah, we'll let you guys, we'll give you guys a good good month's heads up that, hey, on such and such date, we'll be taking a break for...
Yeah, so there's going to be some weeks off here and
there. Holidays during December and stuff like that, because nobody listens to podcasts during those times anyway.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
At least we've noticed the numbers.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, it's pretty much going to be every Wednesday there's going to be a rewatch. And
we are working on getting people from the show. We have had contact with a few of them that they... During their parts, they may come on.
Exactly. And also, we will be re-releasing the old podcast that we did for the episode, starting season two.
Season two, because season one, those were lost.
Yeah.
Those were all
lost. Well, we have some commentary ones that were released just for fun. But so, yeah.
Which ones did we do?
We did one for Walkabout.
Okay.
And we did Numbers. We did Deus Ex Machina. And what was your other one? Because my two were the Locke ones. Yours was Numbers and...
I picked the Hurley one, Numbers, and I honestly can't remember.
I'll have to go find them. But we will be re-releasing our podcasts from season two all the way up through season six, and they will be released accordingly to that week. So the two episodes for that week, we're going to listen to those on Wednesday.
So if you're having someone just watching it floss for the first time, obviously you're not going to want to have them listen to the rewatch one, because we will be talking about things that happen.
But they can listen to our podcast.
They can listen to the podcast, the re-release, because obviously there'd be no spoilers in there. Because
and they could kind of...
Unless, the crackpot theory is because the first one, you may want to turn up, because the first one happened.
Well, they won't know that. I mean, nobody knew.
Well, they'll listen to that in the first logo. Wow, this guy's a genius.
But yeah, so for those people that maybe are starting late and want to try and get a bit of what it was like to be... watch Lost while it was on, listen to the re-releases of the old podcast. It'll be kind of cool. So that's going to be going on as well. And in the episode, we're going to be having different segments. We're going to have a recap. It's going to be a quick cap, going to be a 5-minute recap of the episodes.
Because really, who wants to do a recap of a show that's been recapped already?
Exactly. And then we're going to be doing in-depth analysis of the episode, kind of comparing it to what we know, and the significant moments of the episode and the entire story. And then we will also have listener feedback for people to call in what they thought about the episode, sing it again. And Jack will have something of the week.
Something of the week. Well, maybe something that...
We'll save that something for later.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah, Jack will come up with something.
I don't know how I'm going to come up with the crackpot theory when we already know the answers.
Not all of them.
Maybe a special scene of the week or something like that. Special moment.
That's lame. You can do better than that.
I'm working on it.
All right. And so that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be over a year long. So we've still got plenty of Lost talk
As long as you guys are listening, we'll do it. But that's the deal.
Yep. So you give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time. Lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I apologize. There's just no way I can keep up with these emails anymore. They're coming in, plus with the spam. Ever since Jay sent it for that Comic-Con thing, it's just... How many things we get a day?
Well, it's not spam. It's just like a lot of press stuff.
I know, but you can't find the... I mean, I go looking for them, but it's kind of a pain. I wish you wouldn't have done it on that email account.
Well, I just did because that's when everyone sees. So
I know,
but
it's made it really rough for people that that have to go answer emails and can't find them.
Why don't you send a direct message to the Twitter and then Jack will find that?
Yeah, you can send me a message on Twitter. On Crackpot Jack. I rarely go on the Jay and Jack one.
But yeah, twitter.com/Jay and Jack.
Or twitter.com/CrackpotJack.
Or twitter.com/LukeVank.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys next week. We're just new Irregulars podcast.
We're doing one next week?
Well, we've been doing them like every week.
Oh, okay. Over,
right?
Yeah, it's... whatever.
And maybe I do want to do like a vidcast exploring the complete collection, because that just came in today, and it's pretty awesome, right, Jack?
I would say it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. So look for that as well on the vidcast feed. I was going to put up the Audibly Lost featurette on the vidcast. That was feed.
Great job, Alex.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Well, yeah, it's funny. Cool. He showed the parts at the Orpheum that I never saw.
Yeah.
Everything that was going on that I never saw because I was dragged from here to there.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the scene you see me is Colleen dragging me to where I need to be through the hall.
To the red carpet?
Yeah, I think that was the red carpet, or I had to go into the back or something like that.
Yeah, there was a couple times I was waiting for you.
Yeah.
Somehow they were able to find me. Jack, yeah, they were able come to over find here. Me. And I'm like going, but I just got my beverage. Just got my soda.
Oh, man. So, yeah. If you haven't seen this episode yet, well, why are you listening
Epilogue.
To this? But enjoy the DVDs, guys, and we'll see you later. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.